with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Howard Schultz's presidential bid could mean trouble for Starbucks, even though he stepped down as chairman of the company over the summer.
He is probably always going to be forever linked with Starbucks. He was the one who didn't found it, but he got involved when there were only four stores, and he expanded the Starbucks brand across the globe.
The Wall Street Journal's Julie Jargon has the details, but first, here are some other top stories we're following. The Federal Reserve sent its strongest signal to date that 3 years of interest rate hikes may be at an end. The Wall Street Journal's Nick Timiraos has more on the Fed's meeting this week.
Jay Powell said the case for raising interest rates has weakened somewhat. Asked if the next move would be a rate increase or a rate cut, he said it would depend on the incoming data. It all adds up to a picture that the Fed is on hold right now.
The Fed has signaled it'll take a more patient approach to rate hikes this year. It's been a big week for tech earnings. Despite a tumultuous year, Facebook reported record profit in the fourth quarter, which is typically the heaviest spending period for advertisers. Revenue rose 30% to $16.91 billion, exceeding expectations. In recent months, Facebook has struggled with violations of user trust and is facing renewed scrutiny over its handling of user data and other privacy concerns. Despite falling short of expectations, Tesla posted its first-ever consecutive quarterly profit. That's raising questions over whether the electric car company can continue delivering reliable profits while selling the Model 3 at a lower cost. The company struggled to ramp up production of the Model 3 last year, but Chief Executive Elon Musk says Tesla will sustain profits as long as it sells between 360,000 and 400,000 cars this year. And rounding out Wednesday's tech earnings, Microsoft reported slowing sales but growth in its cloud computing business. Revenue in its cloud computing segment rose 20%. Microsoft trails only Amazon in cloud services. Still to come, what Howard Schultz's bid for the White House could mean for Starbucks. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz's potential bid for the White House could be problematic for the coffee chain, just as it's starting to rebound from a slump in the United States. Joining me now from Los Angeles is Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon. Julie, we should start by pointing out that Schultz's campaign has angered many people, namely Democrats, who argue his candidacy would split the vote and propel President Trump to a second term in the White House. But so far, Schultz has been brushing off that criticism.
Right. He is continuing to appear on television news programs. In an appearance on CBS this morning, he said that he must be doing something right because he's getting so much attention. So at the moment, he doesn't appear to be backing down.
Now, when it comes to Starbucks, Schultz has also made waves for the company when it comes to expressing his political opinions, or even in one instance where he encouraged employees to engage in charged conversations with Starbucks customers.
Right. There have been different moments of backlash in the past. At one point, he encouraged baristas to engage customers in conversations about race relations. He asked them to write "race together" on people's coffee cups, and that angered a lot of customers who said that they just want to get a cup of coffee and they don't want it to be politicized. He also inspired calls for boycott threats a couple of years ago when he announced plans to hire more than 10,000 refugees. And people were saying, you know, why don't you hire Americans and veterans, which he has been doing. He's been hiring a lot of veterans as well during his time at Starbucks. But yeah, there have been numerous times in the past when he has taken a stand on certain issues and it's inspired outcries.
But these cases were when Schultz was still the head of the company. So why is his potential candidacy causing problems for Starbucks when he no longer runs the company?
Well, for one thing, a lot of people probably don't realize that he has stepped away from the company. He retired officially in June of 2018 as chairman of the board. But he is probably always going to be forever linked with Starbucks. He was the one who didn't found it, but he got involved when there were only four stores, and he expanded the Starbucks brand across the globe. So it's been, you know, he's been the public face of the brand for about 30 years, and I think it would be hard to separate him from Starbucks.
And as you write in your piece for the Wall Street Journal, this is also a tricky time for Starbucks, which is trying to drive more traffic to its stores, especially in the United States and amid a more crowded marketplace when it comes to coffee.
Yeah, the company has been struggling a bit lately in the U.S. from declining customer visits. They've been trying to get people to come back and come back more often. And they just have started to turn a corner. In the last quarter that they just reported, traffic was flat to their U.S. stores, which was an improvement from last year or the prior fiscal year of theirs when traffic was down. So they've been doing a lot of things to try to bring more financial discipline to the company and bring more innovation to the beverages, and they're starting to offer delivery now. So they've started to do some new things that have brought people, you know, kind of stabilized the business, and now they're dealing with this.
So, Julie, what do you think we can expect in the weeks and months ahead as the campaign for the White House in 2020 heats up?
Well, Howard Schultz has not said that he's officially going to run yet. He said he is seriously considering it. He is just embarking on a national book tour for a new memoir that he has just published. So I think he's trying to test the waters, and in the months ahead, we'll find out if he actually plans to enter the fray.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon joining us from Los Angeles with more on how Howard Schultz's potential bid for the White House could complicate matters for Starbucks. Julie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.